This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been studying Isaiah 64. We saw how Isaiah passionately prayed for God to rend the heavens, come down and do a new work of forgiving grace. He acknowledged Israel was unworthy. They deserved the destruction they experienced. But Isaiah pressed his case, asking God to take them as undesirable lumps of clay, and then as the master potter, graciously reshape them into something precious. It's interesting to see how Isaiah 65:1 introduces God's unique answer. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. To a nation that did not call on my name, I said, here am I, here am I. Israel's rebellion and sin caused God to look elsewhere and offer his grace to those who haven't sought him. Now that doesn't seem fair. Israel was his chosen people. Yes, they failed in sin, but Isaiah was pleading that God would restore them. God says, first, I'm going to show my favor to others who didn't even ask for it. They will find, he tells Isaiah, what you are asking for, even though they have not sought for it. Then God says, I've offered my grace to you for so long, and you've gone elsewhere to satisfy your desires. You're going to get your just desert. But then, when it seemed most bleak and hopeless, listen to what it says in Isaiah 65:8. This is what the Lord says, as when juice is still found in a cluster of grapes, and men say, don't destroy it, there is yet some good in it, so will I do in behalf of my servants. I will not destroy them all. That's amazing grace. That's the beginning of the rest of the story.